This is the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. If you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. And you can hear that who I have with me today is...
Emma!
Everybody's happy because Emma's on the podcast. So first of all, you gotta know, everybody, we have started a new podcast called You're Entitled to Your Opinion. It comes out Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, but it does come out every week. I think we have a good, solid 6 episodes out now. And a little different than what we're doing here. First of all, Emma, welcome.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're here. But on the You're Entitled to Your Opinion, usually we talk about what we've watched or read or listened to together, what we've enjoyed separately, and what we're looking forward to. But today is a deep dive on Shang-Chi Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yay.
Yes. And we were actually asked by some people, is Emma going to do a deep dive on this? So we're going to do that on the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast. So, Emma, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Emma and I have spent a lot of time together today. It's been fun. We had lunch together, went to church together, we went to Costco because Amy...
Maybe broke her toe.
Adventurous as always. And we didn't prep for this at all. Would have been helpful, but we didn't. So, we saw Legend of the Ten Rings, I think it was on Saturday last week.
I think so.
And super excited about this. Excited to see a Marvel property that most everyone doesn't have a bunch of backstory on. Now, I read, it was called Master of Kung Fu. That was the name of the comic book that has Shang-Chi in it, and where we got a lot of this. And I loved it, because as a geeky kid, I was into Bruce Lee and Kung Fu movies and all that stuff. Loved Master of Kung Fu, the whole deal. I don't remember a ton about the Ten Rings. I really don't. And so...
I don't know anything either.
Yeah, I know. Like, even in the Marvel book, we weren't... We really weren't ready for their Legend of the Ten Rings. So, quick take, what did you think of it?
I really, really liked it. I thought, like, it was... I gave it a 5 out of 5 because it was a great movie and it was really interesting to see like another one of Marvel's like, oh, let's do like a certain culture to like give it, because there aren't really any Asian like superheroes in the Marvel at all.
Yeah, I mean, it had a Marvel purposeful effort like Black Panther where they're saying, hey, there are characters, superheroes of other cultures, other color, and they deserve to have their stories told.
Have you seen the memes where it's like there has been another like Asian superhero, Black Widow's in there, because Scarlett Johansson always like she always plays different races in movies.
Oh, that's funny. No, I have not. She's definitely not Russian either. But first of all, I love the Black Widow movie. I can't wait to see it again. Big fans of that. Set a record. The very first female director.
Was it female director?
Yes, to have a number one movie.
Good for her.
So
finally,
very first. Wait a minute. Was that Candyman?
Yes, your time.
Yes, excuse me. But listen, it felt very honorable. For a movie to express this well, audiences need to feel like they're watching something that they don't fully have an understanding of. And that's what the last 3/4 of the movie was. I gotta give Marvel credit. The previews were all squared away in the first 10 minutes. And that was wonderful, because when we're watching the preview and you see the big bus scene, that was all in the first 10 minutes. And then from that point on, we've got supernatural creatures. Not quite sure what to do with that. We've got Wang from Doctor Strange. By the way, spoilers everywhere, everybody. Spoiler, we can't keep them in. Supernatural creatures, Wang, and then giant dragons. It completely felt like a movie that we had no experience with. How? I mean, by the way, all the previews now completely ruin all that.
Yeah.
But you had to see it opening weekend. 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a movie you gave 5 out of 5? Can you think?
I think the closest I got was, like, American Psycho. I gave that like a 4.5 out of 5. That was good.
American Psycho, which was definitely a picture of American culture in the '80s. Definitely was. So, all right, so let's set the movie up. So, we're going to assume everyone here at this point in time has seen it.
And if you haven't, too bad.
Sorry about that. So we have Sean, who is Shang-Chi, mm-hmm. Which is a kid in the country. I thought it was Shang-Chi. And Katie, Awkwafina, mm-hmm. his bestie, who
for some reason
becomes a love interest.
It should not be a love interest. That's another...
You didn't want them to become a love interest?
No, there was no way. I thought for sure that her and the sister was going to get together. They had so... Oh. They had so much more chemistry than her
he,
and...
He has a sister that he is seeking out because he left her mm-hmm. when he promised to return.
When she was like 6.
I know.
It's like, dude.
There's the obsessive father mm-hmm. who had the 10 rings. He's 1,000 years old. Mm-hmm. And when his wife died, he became like a mob boss yep. almost.
Well, he was already a conqueror of like nations.
That's right, he was a conqueror.
And then he had kids and he was like, oh, I'm gonna chill out. And then his wife died and then he became like a mob
boss.
His
wife was a mystical warrior mm-hmm. and could kick the husband's butt. Mm-hmm. They laid all that down, and then when she died, and they were training him, no mm-hmm. doubt, and they would not train her, very picturesque of the culture. She's like, I just learned how to do it myself. Mm-hmm. But when the mom died, the son was just treated awfully. It's like, mm-hmm. you're going to be a warrior, and you're going to go kill the people who killed your mom. Mm-hmm. And the son ultimately escaped that. He didn't want that life, and he becomes a valet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just, but no one knows he has, like, these, the ability to fight uh-huh. like he does. And then Razor Fist shows up. Which is a real character in the Marvel... I love how Marvel brings out these terrible named characters mm-hmm. like Ego the Living Planet and literally makes them work.
Yeah.
How about Razor Fist's ride?
What was
remember
that
he had like a tricked out ride that literally said Razor Fist on it?
No.
Don't you remember he had a car and they hijacked the car?
No.
When he...
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm going to say, come on. Eventually, they find the father, or the father finds them. Mm-hmm. And the father's been getting messages, so-and-so, quote-unquote, from his wife, saying, you got to go back to her land, conquer them, because they've been holding her hostage. And they're like, Dad.
He is not in the...
He is. I've already looked through it. It's the alphabetical order is not right.
What?
He's in there.
This is V.
Huh?
This is V. That's...
Well, did I look it up online, or...
Yeah,
so we're referring to our
Marvel Encyclopedia.
Constant Marvel Encyclopedia.
See, it adds V, and then it goes to E.
Okay, then I must have looked it up online and yeah. thought that it was there.
Nope.
My bad. Let's go through all the R's. my bad. But yes, he is a terrible Marvel character.
Yeah.
Guys, this is why we do this show, because we don't make any plans ahead of time. We just look at all this stuff as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
But he's receiving these messages saying...
He's claiming that he's seen...
Well, it's what he thinks.
There's Shang-Chi.
He truly thinks it is from his wife. But he's mm-hmm. being deceived because there is an evil force on the other side mm-hmm. of the wife's land.
Mm-hmm.
And so they...
That's been captured there for like thousands of years.
That's right. And her family protects to make sure that evil force mm-hmm. is not let go. So... Shang-Chi and Awkwafina mm-hmm. and the sister are like,
well
we got to go stop this, right?
Mm-hmm. And also the wife's culture is so much like her, like home is so much different than their dad's, because it's so much more loving and it's like, hey, like anyone can like train here, and they learn like so much in just the first day that they're there. It seems like they're only there for, like, 2 hours, and then all of a sudden like, he's like, well, like, I have to go kill someone.
Like, Awkwafina discovers that she's incredibly good with the bow.
Mm-hmm.
But they're peaceful warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, the dad is just obsessed by the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get there, they discover there's magical creatures. Mm-hmm. And my favorite, Trevor shows up, the... fake Mandarin from Iron Man 3.
I did not know we were supposed to remember him, because I don't remember him at all.
You don't like the Iron Man movies, which is... Everyone struggles with you, Emma.
Sorry.
The Iron Man movies are fantastic, but he was the fake Mandarin, and everyone's mad because the Mandarin was a solid Asian-based hero, or excuse me, villain who fought Iron Man. Mm-hmm. So at some point in time, they're going to have to bring Mandarin back in a real way. They really are. Beautiful, crazy CGI fight sequence at the end.
The one in the water?
The creature and the dragon in the water.
Yeah, that one, that's really, that was one part where I was like, this is, like, pretty good. Like, the, I mean,
it's
when they're
20 minutes of CGI.
When they're fighting, like, in the water, and they're fighting, like, with the two, with, like, the evil dragon and, like, the good dragon and stuff.
More or less, yeah.
And they're, like, and they're, like, riding, like, the water dragon.
Yes.
And I'm like, how do you, because most of Marvel movies is just full green screen. Barely any of it is an actual, like, set.
Right.
And so, like, how do you convincingly show that you're on a dragon?
Right.
Like,
because
it looked so real, and they were all, the actors both, like, looked real doing it, and so it's like, how do you even, like, portray that without having, like, an actual, like, set to do it?
And I've got to give credit for this, because this doesn't have a in-game budget.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a $250 million budget movie, but yet the special effects are so stinking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, look, that is that, you know, that big
right,
wall
right.
they had.
We're looking
that's
at
that's literally it.
We're looking at the green screen captures when you look them up online.
Literally just a blue screen and a couple of scales, and it's just like, okay, well, now you have to pretend that you're riding a dragon and you're fighting this evil force.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful portrayal. Like when we watch stereotypical Asian portrayals on a movie, we'll see the parades with the way they do dragons, right? And, well, this takes that concept of their culture and expresses it in a way that I don't understand. I just know it's beautiful. So we're talking to a friend of the show, Leon Brown, feature filmmaker, and who's hopefully a film's going to get picked up soon. He just said it was beautiful. Like, he watched it with the same tear in his eye that he had with Black Panther. Because it's like, he was just saying, there's without apology the expression of culture, and that doesn't happen much. And Marvel's the one who's doing it.
Yeah.
Biggest studio in the world.
Disney's the ones that doing it. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, Disney, I mean, Pixar's always done that, right? They did, okay, we did Mulan, and then we did The Frog Princess, and then we did, what was the one with The Rock?
Disney still has a huge Moana.
Disney still
has a huge history of, like, racist cartoons and everything.
Well, I think they're trying, honestly, to fix that. And they've banned some of those. Like, Song of the South is no longer available. You have to go to a comic convention to find a bootleg DVD. Why would you do that? Hey, I'm here looking for the bootleg of the racist Song of the South. Can you hook me up with that,
buddy? Where is
buddy?
That? What? It's like some. It's like a cat with fake like Asian eyes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They've removed those. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That I don't even remember the cartoon, but they've done a good job to go back and say, this was awful. We haven't fixed Breakfast at Tiffany's yet. what a contradiction that movie is, because people love it. And Tim Conway.
Interesting role choice.
Yeah, that's everyone loves that movie, but every time it comes on, you're like, my conscience is pricked. But I watched it and I thought, first of all, does it work as a comic book action movie? Yes, yeah. In every single way. The action is great. Listen, I've seen a million kung fu movies. It's good. It's good choreography. They've got a fantastic choreographer who's doing the fight scenes. Does it work as an expression of another culture? Well, one, I've seen no complaints. And secondly, I feel like a foreigner. Then probably so.
It didn't feel exploitative. Like, it felt like...
You're exactly right.
It felt like they literally just wanted to show a story of, like, culture and didn't want to just be like, hey, we're doing an Asian movie, you guys have to be proud of us.
That's right. That's right. And it felt, again, if I feel like I am looking at, if I feel like a foreigner, I am probably watching a safe representation of another culture. And I loved it. I loved it. Here's the big question. Does it move the MCU forward?
Yeah.
Okay. let me. All right. I'm gonna say one reason that you can say that. Okay. One. MCU did this great job of letting us know there's another universe you know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
So fantastic. They're like, you don't know about this Ten Rings universe. Mm-hmm. If there's ten rings with power, there are other weapons of power, and they've existed all of along, Americans, and you didn't. So I love it because I'm like, let's explore the Ten Ringverse, right? And I, hopefully they do. I mean, after the success of this movie, they got to greenlight a sequel. I mean, I mean, you're getting $100 million on Labor Day weekend. Interesting stat. Highest grossing Labor Day weekend movie ever.
Good for them.
Because Labor Day has traditionally been the dumping ground.
Mm-hmm.
Before COVID, it's where you put your movie, and no one would go to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. So it did $100 million on the four-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the record was before this?
What?
Rob Zombie's Halloween that took in $30 million. So this has traditionally been the dumping ground, and Marvel's like, I don't care if there is a pandemic. Mm-hmm. We're going to put out a Marvel movie, and everyone's going to see it. And mm-hmm. it was not released on Disney
Good.
Plus.
Good.
So they don't want to get sued again, maybe.
Good for them.
But so I felt like it did move the Marvel Universe forward because they said, hey, we have another universe to explore. Mm-hmm. But there's a very obvious reason that moves the universe forward. Why is that?
Because Steven, because Doctor Strange is in there.
Not Doctor Strange. Well,
sorry. Wang
from the... I think it's Wang. W-A-N-G.
Are you sure?
Wong would be W-O-N-G.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's Wang.
I don't know the name.
But he shows up multiple times. Mm-hmm. When does he show up?
He shows up, like, in the, like, fighting scene. And you're, like, when you're watching it, you're like, wait a minute. You're like, that's...
There's an underground fight mm-hmm. world that...
Fight club with...
That the... Sean's sister runs.
Mm-hmm.
And Wang is fighting, and he's fighting the creature from the Hulk movie that nobody watches.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, he's still alive. He's Abomination, I think, is his name. We're like, and they're buddies at the end. They're like,
it's Wong.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, forgive me. Wong. And so, and this weekend, the movie also took in another $35.8 million.
Good for them.
In the midst of the pandemic, in 8 days, it's taken in $250 million.
Good for them.
So, yeah, so Wong is fighting, and I think his creature's name is Abomination. Let's tap back to the one movie that nobody watches in the MCU, which is The Hulk, which starred Tim Roth, by the way. I can't get you to watch this movie, but it's got Tim Roth in it.
No.
Who we love. We do love Tim Roth.
No.
You do.
I'm never going to watch that movie.
I can't convince you.
It looks so bad, and I don't like anyone except whatever name is to play Hulk.
I know, you like Mark Ruffalo so much. Well, let's speak about Mark Ruffalo. So, first of all, there's a connection between Wong. At the very end of the movie, Sean and Awkwafina have dinner with their friends that they have friends with dinner with early.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell them everything. Everything. Like, and they're like, are you making fun of us? Mm-hmm. Like, you making this whole thing up? And
then Wong shows up. He's like, hey!
With a sling ring, and he's like, I need you to come with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very funny, very funny. And then we get two end credit scenes. The first one is... The first one's Mark Ruffalo and Captain Marvel, right? And they're... And Wong and Awkwafina and Sean... I don't need to call Awkwafina, but I don't remember her name. Katie. So then they're looking at the rings, and they said, the moment you put the rings on, a beacon symbol, like a beacon signal, went off. So
there's, like, someone, so much more.
Someone is coming to Earth...
Mm-hmm.
Because you put on the Ten Rings. Now, it may not be evil because you're waiting for someone more pure to have on the Ten Rings.
Are you sure?
I don't. Or it could be my worthy opponent is now here. So we don't have any idea. Captain Marvel does her thing. Hey,
sorry.
Gotta go. You know, protect the universe, which hopefully we're gonna get more of that in the Marvels movie.
It'll be better.
And Mark Ruffalo still has a broken arm.
Do you think that Hulk, because he's kind of, like, been in a lot of movies, he's kind of, like, one of the people that's, like, telling everyone about, like, the certain thing. Do you think he's a lot, like, smarter and a lot more, like, important than you think he is?
Well, remember, there's a scene in Ragnarok where he goes, I have 5 PhDs.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so he is Tony Stark now. He's the smartest person left in the world, basically, now that Tony Stark's gone. five PhDs, come on. And so they're always going to consult him.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking Captain Marvel because, one, she was raised in an alien race. She is the only person who's traveling the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So if a universal beacon is going to go out, you want to get her. You never get her more than a second. I really look for the development of the Marvels. I mean, I want to see the other people with Captain Marvel power.
What is Captain Marvel? Because she's not doing anything ever.
We know that she's protecting the universe. That's what we know her role is.
Cool, but like,
what about it? That's why the movie went from Captain Marvel 2 to the Marvels. We need more behind her. I think they will never, ever mention her emotional weakness ever again. I don't think they'll ever mention it again. They got slagged for it, rightfully so.
I don't have a problem with, like, Brie Larson or anything like that. I have a problem with how they wrote the movie.
Every listener of this show knows you are not happy with the portrayal of Captain Marvel. With emotions being a weakness, it is a female trope.
Yeah, that's another thing, where it's like, why did you make the woman? Like, this is supposed to be your big, like, ooh, woman movie, and you're like, uh-oh, she has too many emotions. She's too emotional. She has too many feelings. Shut up.
And they've heard this. Like, it'll never be brought up again. Or the next time, she'll be like, I can have my emotions all I want. It's not a weakness. Shut up. Maybe that's the right thing to do. But we do now know someone is coming to Earth because Sean has the Ten Rings. Mm-hmm. And he has not come close to understanding the power of it.
He literally just tried it on, like, a month ago.
And finally, at the end of the movie, he wields it in such a way, there may not be, outside of Hulk's hammer, Thor's hammer, there may not be a more powerful weapon on the entire MCU than
Except
the Ten Rings.
Scarlet Witch.
Huh?
Except
weapons. She itself is the, I think she herself is the most powerful creature.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Captain Marvel, we need them to duke it out.
Yeah.
We need them to duke it out and just get it over with. So, very excited about that. Then, the last end credit scene is the sister is not closing down the Ten Ring compound.
Okay, so here's the thing about that.
It looks pretty sketch to me.
No, but because, like, I think she wants to create a better Ten Rings, like, facility. Because you could see that she's, like, making it a lot prettier, and she's making it not so much as, like,
I guess prettier with graffiti, I guess, but
yeah,
more colorful. Okay.
Yeah, so she's, like, not making it such, like, just, like, a gray, like manly, facility. She's finally making it, because
I wouldn't say she's moving away from manly, but she's definitely making it less cold.
Yeah. I think she's making a better version of it, because she's letting the men and the women fight
for
together.
What purpose? The only purpose of Ten Ring Compound was to bully people. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't think she's going to go bad, but I think she's going to be ambiguous.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be ambiguous. So, think about this. What was Black Widow's sister's name?
Yelena.
Okay. We know that she's been enlisted by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We've got Ten Ring Compound Leader. We have Captain Marvel out there. We know that we have
Hawkeye.
No, I'm talking about all the powerful women in the MCU right now. We have Scarlet Witch. We have the other Captain Marvel, who was Captain Marvel's friend's daughter.
Oh, yeah,
in the comic book, she becomes a Captain Marvel.
I always forget her name.
The MCU is gathering together an immense number of powerful women characters. There was an all-women's Avengers at one point in time. I don't think they're going there. I really don't. But it's interesting that right now, without Tony Stark, it's a woman's MCU at this point in time. I hate we don't have Black Widow anymore.
Yeah.
Because I know, we just, she's never coming back. I mean,
definitely not.
Not anymore at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so outside of that, you're like, who's interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Thor's always interesting. I'm sorry. I think his next world, his next phase with Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't know about that, because
think about Gamora, by the way. There's a new Gamora. So
yeah, but still, like, I don't know. Thor has always kind of irked me. He's never been, like, great, you know? And he's always, it feels like now he's kind of used as, like, a punchline. Like,
well,
especially
since
it's
gonna be interesting what happens next, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But think about Valkyrie. We've got her back. She didn't die, did she? No.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Do you remember Valkyrie from Ragnarok? And then she showed up at the end of Endgame, and so all of a sudden, the MCU is struggling, I think. I mean, I think Shang-Chi is the best, most forgive me, but we do have a Doctor Strange coming back. So, we do have the Multiverse of Madness coming back.
Also, with his Doctor Strange, like, mentor, But then she also supposed to be Asian, and then they turn into, like,
that
a white woman.
Yeah, they have publicly said they went in the wrong... the Eternal One? Yes. That.
What makes you think, hey, we have a... We have, like, a person of color, like, character. You know what we're gonna do? We're not gonna do that.
Well,
what
to,
makes you think in your mind...
I need to look that up. Phenomenal actor who plays that role.
Yeah, Tilda Swinton, great, but...
But that
shouldn't
was,
have accepted it.
I don't think they will make that mistake ever again.
Yeah.
I really think at this point in time...
It's just stupid. It's like, what
it
in your mind makes you think that that's going to be an okay thing to do?
I know. I mean, the Eternal One showed up again in Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that was... Hopefully they have fixed that. And by the way, remember, the next Thor is a woman.
What?
His, Who was in Black Swan?
Natalie Portman? Oh, yeah, I forgot
she
was doing that.
She is the next Thor.
Forgot she was doing that.
Yeah, so, yeah, she's getting all pumped up right now and doing that as well.
I bet being in the Marvel Studios is so stressful all the time because they have so many things that they have to do.
Kevin Feige is amazing. You gotta, mm-hmm. I mean, what is going on? There must be a room somewhere with all those little red twines.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're connecting everything together.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because I, at the interview with the director of Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
admitted, we just throw things, like, they're literally making suggestions, and sometimes Kevin goes yes or no, like, sometimes it's not all a master plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you do get an opportunity, it's gotta be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're getting ready to go through a slew of Marvel films. So, we've done Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Shang-Chi, and then we're only a month and a half away from the Eternals, another complete universe that no one knows about.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, what do you have? Two massive women characters.
Who is that again?
So, you've got Angelina Jolie as the lead,
okay.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Salma Hayek's in that as well.
Fine.
And so...
Who was in the X-Men? So, it's like, how are you going to...
Salma Hayek was not an X-Men.
Was it Rose Byrne? One of them was in there. I know it.
Definitely not Salma. Neither one of those two characters have been in the Marvel Universe. None of those two actors.
No, I know Salma Hayek. She was in... Someone was an X-Men. I know it because it was like,
Neither one of them.
Yes?
No.
Who was it then?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Folks, we do not know what Emma is talking about right now.
No, because someone was, like the love interest of, Dr. X, whatever his name is. You know?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Days of Future Past?
Yeah. He had some love interest, right?
Yes. Forgive me, guys. I do not remember the actor. We'll pull that up right now. But it was neither one of those.
He had some... Looking at Professor X love interest. That's definitely not her. Moira Kinross? I think that's her name?
So, X-Men Days of Future Past. His love interest was...
It was Rose Byrne! See?
Okay,
look.
Great! Great, it's Rose Byrne! But it was neither one of the two.
No, I said Rose Byrne or Salma Hayek. And
it's,
you said...
It's not Angelina Jolie. That's who I'm talking about. And
okay.
It's not Salma Hayek. You notice they did update Elliot Page's page, which is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get Spider-Man, which the preview is just stinking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back on Shang-Chi. Any last thoughts on Shang-Chi before we wrap it up?
I think it was really good how they didn't show any part of, the set, third force of the movie in the trailer.
I think it was some of the best marketing. I
mm-hmm.
agree.
Because I think that it really... Because when you watch it, you're like, oh, okay. You're like, well, it's too late to back out now. I'm already so interested.
Yeah,
and then you just get introduced into all of this, which is just so interesting.
Do you think the fantastical creatures worked?
What was the fantastical
creature? The little square creature that loved
Trevor.
I mean,
sure. I mean, cool.
Okay, yeah.
It's
and then there were, fantastical horses. And
yeah.
I always get nervous when movies do that. Like,
mm-hmm.
when Star Wars or something does it, I'm like, about that, but
I think it worked well for that, city.
It set that city apart,
mm-hmm.
yes,
because that city is like its own complete thing that's like so different from like the normal world, you know.
I loved that if we're going to make a crossover from anybody in the MCU,
mm-hmm.
wasn't a smart white dude,
yeah,
it's friggin' Wong.
Mm-hmm.
Wong is that guy. I mean, we would all love to see Dr. Strange.
I'm glad that Tony Stark's dad was not a part of this, because he seems like he's always...
Well, he's dead and gone anyway.
No, but you know how it's always, like, when it's always explained, like, technology or
way
something?
Way back then, he's did this. Always... I'm glad he didn't create the... Yes, I want the Ten Rings to be thousands of years yeah. old. Yes. And I thought the way they portrayed that was very, very good mm-hmm. as well. Yeah, so it didn't need another character from the MCU to keep this going. Let's bring in mm-hmm. Wong. That makes he keeps the Legend of the Secrets mm-hmm. and
who knew that he was going to be
Kermitaw. I think it was the name of the city. That yeah, I thought that was great. I think my weakness for me is I struggle when you start making fantastical creatures. I really do. I know, but I'm like I always just cringe a little bit.
That entire sequence of going through the. That was all CGI. Like, it's literally
about,
just...
about, like, the tree maze and everything?
Yeah, literally just, like, a blue screen in probably half of a car.
They're sitting in a car that's getting raised up mm-hmm. and, like you're on one of those ones at the grocery store.
It's like, how do
like
you
that.
Do that?
Yeah,
like,
just amazing. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. You got to love his aunt.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Michelle Yao, when she shows up, she has so much... class. Mm-hmm. She can still fight. Do you remember, I'm gonna step out here, guys. Do you remember Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Barely.
Okay. Do you remember that we watched that, though?
Yes.
If I am not mistaken, was she in that? I'm pretty confident that she was.
She was in Crazy Rich Asians. She was the...
That's right. She was the, mm-hmm. She was the mother?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah. But yeah, she has been around... For a good... Yes, she was Crouching Tiger, Hidden yep. Dragon. Love, love, love. Mm-hmm. Anytime she shows yep. up. She's got elegance. She's got class. Mm-hmm. She can still fight. Adding her... You immediately go, oh, I like her. As soon as you see her, mm-hmm. right?
Did you think that she was going to be bad?
No. For some reason, I just implicitly trusted her. Mm-hmm. I really did. I think, clearly, the dad was so evil
mm-hmm.
that as soon as he was like, we got to go back and destroy the city, you're like... Mm-hmm. I think you're wrong. I think it's a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I loved it, and I think the silliness of creatures like Razor Fist
mm-hmm.
kind of helped. I mean, like, I love it.
And now he was, like, kind of dumb when he
very
was,
very dumb,
like,
and now he's on the good side.
Yeah. And she, when Michelle Yeoh was like, you have to, like, join us. Like, that's the only way to do it. He's like, no, we have, like, the armor of, like, 1,000 men, and then, like, 2 of them die. He's like, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, they don't have a, what's it, dragon hide.
Yeah.
So, I just really, that fight scene on the bus is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, and it was like 8-10 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really phenomenal.
The entire part where, like, when they have to, like, join together to kill the, dragons.
The ending's amazing. I really do want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And unfortunately, we'll probably see it on TV and not on the big screen.
Yeah.
But just so much to take in mm-hmm. and... didn't look cheap in any way. No. Can you imagine if DC did that? It would be at night and it would be raining.
Yeah.
They would have to.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel their big fight scenes this movie?
Or
daytime. Daytime. It's hard to do daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just daytime fight
That's
scenes.
That's why Midsommar was so good, because it's a horror movie completely
Again,
in daytime.
I have not seen Midsommar. I've seen Hereditary, but I have not seen Midsommar. So, all right, any last thoughts on Legend of the Ten Rings?
Nope.
So, all right. Again, just 5 out of 5. Just mm-hmm. a phenomenal movie. Can't wait to see it again. A little bit, much better than Black Widow, even though I still love Black
yes.
Widow. But, like, we're talking mm-hmm. about a 4 out of 5 versus a 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for the Eternals. No idea what it's about. and they're wanting to start a whole nother universe with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spider-Man, which Andrew Garfield swears he's not in.
That's a lie.
He came out the other day and said... I am not in it.
Complete lie.
So I hope he's lying to us. I really do.
Yeah, 100%.
But we already know that Green Goblin's in it. We know mm-hmm. that Dr. Octopus is in it. I just don't know how to get away with it. I don't know how to get it without bringing in the other Spider-Man. They're missing an opportunity.
What were the villains in the in Andrew Garfield Spider-Man?
They had Electro, played by Jamie Foxx.
I've never watched
that
Spider-Man.
They had Sandman.
Was it the same Sandman?
Mm-mm, it's a different Sandman. And then James Franco, is that his name?
Yeah.
Became Hobgoblin.
I thought he became Hobgoblin in the...
And then you had Venom.
Okay.
You had Venom. And by the way, Venom, the new Venom movie,
mm-hmm.
moved up to October 1st.
Great.
I think they're like, hey, before the world gets shut down again, let's get this movie
mm-hmm.
in. You've seen Venom, the first one, didn't have you? Yeah, yeah. So, again, not MCU, but worth watching. So, we'll probably go check that out. Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody, tune in for the next You're Entitled to Your Opinion, where we will, of course, talk about American Horror Story. We're going to talk about one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Underworld.
Really?
I love Underworld. And then we have a lot more to go to from there. Also, Impeachment.
Yay.
So, friends, if you enjoyed this, check it out. We'll try to be a little bit more organized, but probably not. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.